This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that 50% of the country's population should be made a part of the decision-making process. He said Nari Shakti is playing an instrumental role in the development of the country and giving them due representation in the policy-making is the need of the hour.
Viksit Bharat ka matlab keval uttam prakar ke rail, raaste, infrastructure ya kuch aarthik pragati ke aankade sirf itne se hi viksit Bharat ki simit kalpana wale hum log nahi hain. Hum chahte hain ki viksit Bharat jiske niti nirdharan mein saath aur samay sabka saath sabka vikas ka mantra samahit ho. Desh ki 50% janasankhya niti nirdharan ka hissa bane. Ye samay ki maang hai.
Mr. Modi made the remarks in the Lok Sabha today during the discussion on three key bills related to the constitutional amendments to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The three bills are Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, Delimitation Bill and the Union Territories Law Amendment Bill. The Prime Minister appealed to the opposition parties not to give this historic legislation a political colour as it will be beneficial for all and for the democracy of the country.
हमारे देश में जब से विमेन रिजर्वेशन को लेकर के चर्चा हुई है और उसके बाद जब जब चुनाव आया है हर चुनाव में महिलाओं को मिलने वाले इस अधिकार का जिस जिसने विरोध किया देश की महिलाओं ने उन्हें माफ नहीं किया है लेकिन ये भी देखिए कि 24 के चुनाव में ऐसा नहीं हुआ क्यों नहीं हुआ ये इसलिए नहीं हुआ कि 24 में सबने सहमति इसको पारित किया तो ये विषय ही नहीं आज भी मैं कहता हूं अगर हम सब साथ में जाते हैं ये किसी एक के राजनीतिक पक्ष में नहीं जाएगा ये देश के लोकतंत्र के पक्ष में जाएगा देश के सामूहिक निर्णय शक्ति के पक्ष में जाएगा और हम सब उसके यश के हकदार होंगे
Participating in the discussion, Samajwadi Party MP Akhilesh Yadav said his party supports women's reservation. He, however, questioned why such an important bill is being brought in a hasty manner, adding that it should be introduced only after the completion of the latest census drive. Thanking the Prime Minister for bringing the bill, Telugu Desam Party leader Dr. Bairedi Shabari said women today are ready to lead the nation from the grassroots to the national level. Earlier today, Law Minister Arjun Meghwal introduced the 131st Constitution Amendment Bill and the Delimitation Bill in the Lok Sabha. Home Minister Amit Shah introduced the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill. Mr. Meghwal termed the day as historic, saying the government is working to give political justice to women. He said the results of current census exercise are not expected to be available before the end of 2027 or the beginning of 2028. Therefore, the 2011 census will be used for the readjustment of or division of territorial constituencies and for the allocation of seats for scheduled castes and scheduled tribes. Initiating the discussion, Congress MP Gaurav Gogoi said his party is in favour of women's reservation, but it should be simplified and not linked with delimitation. Narendra Modi today held talks with Austrian Chancellor Christian Stocker in New Delhi. Both sides exchanged agreements, including an MOU on food safety and letters of intent on defence cooperation and counter-terrorism. At a joint press briefing, Prime Minister Modi said India and Austria are strong partners in infrastructure, innovation and sustainability, adding that the engagement will further boost trade and investment between the two countries. The Supreme Court today dismissed a plea challenging the transfer of more than 1,000 administrative and police officers by the Election Commission in the election-bound West Bengal, flagging the lack of trust between the state government and the poll panel. The apex court, however, will later decide whether the Election Commission must consult the concerned state government before making administrative changes in poll-bound states. International Monetary Fund Chief Kristalina Georgieva has said that India's economy is expected to remain resilient even as global growth slows amid war-driven disruptions. Speaking at a press briefing during the IMF spring meetings, Ms. Georgieva said country's strong fundamentals are helping it outperform most economies, and that is the end of this news bulletin.